Well, the Australian Scholarships Group, or the ASG, has made calls for the federal government to recognise education as a financial priority in the same way that it views other major life events, like retirement or buying a house. The ASG wants to create an incentive program with government to help parents save for their child's education. With the cost of living still seeming to be rising and the cost of education and wages not keeping pace, Amy Tong asked John Villagrinas, CEO of ASG, to find out why so few parents save for their child's education.
There's probably a range of reasons for that. I think that in many parents' minds, they still consider education, and particularly state-based education, as free. But clearly our members tell us that's not the case. Whilst there might not be necessarily school fees involved in the public system, and I think the government does a pretty good job of managing the majority of the costs there, or funding schools, what it does do is it still leaves parents with the costs of uniforms, the transport, computers and peripherals, extracurricular activities. So there's quite a bit that goes into the cost of procuring that education, if you like.
Right, so it's like kind of all the little things add up.
That's right. So one of the primary reasons we spoke about perhaps is the fact that people perceive it to be free. I think the second reason is that household budgets are continually being challenged with the cost of earnings not rising as rapidly as the cost of services such as education. And I think the other issue, and one of the reasons we actually wrote the white paper to reposition education as a major life event, is that people don't necessarily think about it in that context. Parents absolutely understand the importance of education and the aspirations they have around that. What they don't necessarily understand is that, as a major life event, you've got to start planning for it and planning early. The best example I can give there is that, if you're planning for retirement, you don't start to think about it 5 years before you do it. You haven't got enough time to actually achieve your goal.
Do you actually say that you see kind of like a trend in like a barrier for parents actually saving for their child's education? Is there like one particular standout?
Look, there's not one singular specific barrier, other than the fact that there are so many competing interests for the every dollar in the household budget.
Yeah.
So, it's always a matter of prioritisation for parents. That's not to say that they prioritise education lowly. It's just that there are so many other competing issues, such as repaying the mortgage, or just paying some of the other costs of living and feeding the family. And
the Turnbull government wants to cease Gonski funding to public schools, but wants to continue supporting private schools. So how would this impact the ASG?
It's not really about whatever policy decisions impact us, but more particularly how it impacts parents and therefore ability to help their children get that education. One of the things that I'm actually quite careful about is that, or want to be specific about, I don't think this is an issue that's just government's responsibility, and that's what the white paper is actually talking about. I think it's a shared responsibility, and we can see that government has, over the years, been pouring more and more of the federal budget into education costs. So I don't think it's just a simple cost issue. I think it's more, how can we create a framework that encourages everyone, all of the stakeholders that are engaged, policymakers and parents alike, to actually share the burden and the responsibility, focus on the outcome. So it's not just how much money, but it's how it's spent and how it's actually delivered.
You mentioned earlier that the ASG seeks to reposition education as a major life event. So how will you exactly go about doing this?
Well, firstly, it's about awareness and no pun intended, but education of the issue. So writing a white paper is really about wanting to start this conversation and to start to, throw some light on this issue to parents, because, one of the things that we have found is that sometimes parents are just blissfully unaware of how much of a challenge it actually can be to fund that education. As we said, all parents are very, very clear on the aspiration, and they absolutely want the very best educational outcome for their children. Mm-hmm. They just don't necessarily realise that it will require a lot of planning and commitment as a major life event. Now, other major life events are things like buying a house or you know, getting married. And so we're saying we need to treat education, or we need to think about education in the same way. And I think that if we do that, then that mindset shift and therefore the policy settings potentially that can come from that might actually assist us to get there with less challenge.
Yeah, so you mentioned in the white paper that you were kind of, the ASG was looking at incentives. How does that actually work?
Well, we're throwing that up as one potential policy decision that could be looked at. Again, it's not about throwing more money, but just how we deliver the funding, or how government may deliver some of the funding support to parents. One of the things we've seen is the model in Canada that's been successfully running for many, many years is a model of co-contribution. And so, you know, government incents the right behaviour by matching to some degree the savings that parents make specifically for education with a government allowance. So it could be dollar for dollar up to a ceiling of, say, $200 or $250 a year per child. And all that's doing is actually saying, well, we're invested in supporting this child's education, but so are the parents, and so together we can actually incentivise the right behaviour and go into that really true partnership, if you like, of gaining the best outcome possible.
Would you seek to implement that in collaboration with the Australian government?
Well, certainly what we're saying to the government is, you know, let's have a look at it, because I think that we can endlessly argue about how much money is thrown at it and who should throw more at it. I think what we need to do is actually strip the conversation back and say, well, hang on, are there other options, or can we learn from countries in other geographies or other parts of the world where, you know, they've actually done this quite successfully and ended up with a better frame? I mean, you know, 20-odd years ago, this country made a really bold decision around retirement savings, and we now have a superannuation industry that's worth, you know, in excess of $2 trillion. You know, I think potentially we can actually start to remove some of the pressure off the forward budget estimates for government by actually distributing the funds in a different way. Now, you know, that may not necessarily have universal appeal. I'm sure some schools might not be particularly thrilled with that outcome. And we're not saying that that's the definitive answer. We're saying it's an option which we should explore.
Why hasn't the government been recognising education as a financial priority as much as, like, say, for example, superannuation?
I think it's very difficult because we've had successive governments, so it's very difficult to give a definitive or a simple answer to that question. I think the magnitude of the issue, at a point in time, starts to focus people's minds on finding a different solution. I mean, you know, 20-odd years ago, it became very, very clear and very apparent that we had an ageing population and that the government could not possibly support with the forecast taxpayer base, you know, giving an old age pension to everyone in retirement. So, you know, there was a bold move to actually restructure the retirement savings conundrum or actually do something about it using a fresh approach. And that's where we got, you know, the universal sort of superannuation system that we have in this country today. All we're saying is potentially we could actually, you know, create the next new idea because of an emerging or...
John Villagrini is there speaking about how the government should recognise education as a financial priority.